All right, Jesse, no rookie can be disappointed with a top 10 run in the Classic. How'd the run go for you?
Oh, I went pretty good for having an old car like we do. And I don't know, I just waited the race out. Our car's not the fastest one out there, but I think it's most reliable so far.
You said an old car. What's the history on this car as far as you know?
I know there's one driver before this, and it was all right. Car, like, he wasn't the best down here, but it's like, I think it's about a 20-year-old car, so. Dick Woodley? Yeah, it is.
How'd the run go for you? I mean, was it the car come towards the end? Did it kind of, were you just hanging on towards the end, or how'd it go?
Yeah, pretty much. The car was good at the beginning and the middle, and then at the end it got kind of loose, and I was pretty much fighting it the whole way and just hoping for that 75th lap.
When you got into the season, what kind of season did you expect? Maybe a heat win, or you just kind of wanted to show up each week and show a good showing?
We're just pretty much, our goal for the year is just get one top 10, and now we have like four. And I don't know, we didn't think we'd go this far with this car, so hopefully next year will be better.
Not only you got a top 10 in the Classic, you got your first checkered flag this weekend too.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I didn't know what to do when I first got out of the car, so. But it's a good feeling to win, even if it's not the biggest race, but still.
That's a B main, and you beat Bruce, who was on the outside solid. You held your line the whole time and kept your foot in it.
Yeah, I saw him coming out, and I was just like, I'm winning this one. And I don't know, I just held my line, and I guess it worked.
And finally, who'd you like to thank for your run today?
I'd like to thank Route 37, Weather Edge, Thousand Islands Heat and Cooling, and just all my sponsors. They helped out a lot this year.